Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today is Megan, and we talk about her life with five kids and how to deal with that, how to deal with stress, and many, many more topics. So stay tuned.
There she is.
Hi.
It's working. You see? You did it. I told you.
I didn't mess it up yet.
No. It will be good. So, yeah, how are you?
Good. I'm actually nervous. I'm not going to pretend like I'm not. So,
well, I'm not a special podcast guy, so you don't need to be nervous. It's not like a Joe Rogan show or anything, so just be you.
Okay.
So, yeah, tell the people quick who you are and a little bit about your background.
Okay. My name's Megan. I'm Mega Mom Fit. I am 43 years old. Holy cow. I've been married 21 years. I'm a wife. I'm a stay-at-home mom to five kids. I think I'm going through a bit of a fitness midlife crisis. I was a badass athlete back in the day, and I am just a workout queen in my basement every morning.
Well, that's good. It seems like you enjoy working out so much, so that's perfect. There's definitely no crisis about that.
It's a healthy crisis.
Well, definitely, yeah. So how many years do you train in general? So basically your whole life?
I didn't get serious about it until my first baby was 6 months old, and she is now 14. So in my adult life, I would say about 13 and a half years about where I got serious about training, because I needed to lose that pregnancy weight. So yeah, that was a real motivator for me to get off my butt and not just sit on a stationary bike and, you know, pedal slowly while talking to a person on the phone. It became serious for me then. Because I had to burn some serious fat.
Yeah, I think every woman after pregnancy, they want to lose something. But did you ever have weight problems, like really being overweight, or was it just that the weight after pregnancy?
I had never needed to lose weight in my life until after I had my first baby. She was 6 months old, and I was still 20 pounds above what my pre-pregnancy weight was. And I'm like, I don't know how to get rid of this, because I've never had to do this before. So I started doing Tabata and HIIT workouts, and when I got serious about it, I got rid of all the weight in about 2 months. So, and then I just continued those types of workouts for the next 11 years or so. Through my next four pregnancies, I never gained that much weight again, and I was able to bounce back pretty fast after each pregnancy.
So, well, it seems like you're very competitive to yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was really competitive when I was young, but now that I'm old, I'm only competing against myself. I don't care if I'm the strongest person out there. I'm just trying to gradually get stronger on my own for me.
Yeah, so as a kid or teenager, were you very competitive in general in school or growing up with your family, or how come?
Oh, yeah, I was a total athlete. So any sport, I played tons of sports, volleyball, basketball. My mom put me in gymnastics for a while. I did softball and soccer. Swimming was my first sport that I ever competed in. I was 4 years old. So I'd go to swim team practice, and then afterwards I'd have to go to swim lessons. I'm like, why am I doing swim lessons if I'm on a team? And it was in New York, so it's like freezing outside. I'm screaming because I'm just cold. And it was terrible. But my track coach in high school convinced me to quit all of my sports and just focus on track. So that was, at the time I had trained all summer going into my freshman year. I was the regional champion in the 3200. That's 3/4 of a mile, my last year in middle school. And so he had his eye on me. And so he had me training all summer, getting ready for cross country. And then I decided to try out for volleyball instead, and I made the team. And then I said, oh, I'll do indoor track. And then I tried out for basketball and I made the team. He was like, what are you doing? You need to be running. And then partway through my track season, he convinced me. He first off, he forced me into hurdles, which I didn't want to do. But he saw something in me. He was an all-American hurdler, and he saw that I had the raw talent. And so he convinced me to quit volleyball and basketball and just focus on track, because he's like, I can get you a track scholarship. And I believed him, and he was right. And he made me one of the top athletes, top hurdlers in the state of Virginia back in high school. So
Wow, that's very impressive.
yeah, I'm an athlete through and through.
Yeah, so definitely you're gifted. I would say with all that, definitely gifted athlete, but of course you had to work hard for that.
Oh yeah. I have to work my tail off. So, I mean, people are like, oh, what do you, those abs, they're so great. And I'm like, well, I have good genetics, so it makes it a little easier for me. But if I don't work out, they're not going to stay. They're going to go
Yeah.
away. So I have to put in the work to have the physique, but the physique comes easier for me.
And what type of workouts are you doing these days? Because I'm assuming you changed it a little bit
Oh,
if you
yeah.
compare it to back then and now.
Yeah, like I quit what I was doing to join up with Alexia Clark workouts about it was July 15th 3 years ago. So I'm in my 30, 12, 24, 36, 38 and a half months or so into it. I was afraid of resistance training because I didn't want to get all beefy and bulky. I didn't want to look like a man. So I never really lifted weights seriously until I joined up with her. And even like my first year, I didn't push my weights, because I was afraid of what would happen. I did kind of get bigger, like thicker, and not like I still want to be thin and lean. I don't want to get all huge and muscly. But her workouts are it's resistance training, but then there's also a lot of HIIT in it with resistance training. And there's a lot of sneaky cardio in it, but it's not like traditional cardio. Like I'm not running miles, which would frankly bore me a little bit. It's very dynamic. It's exciting. It's hard as hell some days. It's next level challenging. It's so creative. If you look at any of my workout videos, you can see
Yeah.
it's some cool stuff. She's got,
I
I
definitely
love,
see that. Yeah. It's
yeah,
definitely
her
great what you do.
Her full body days the most because she's got these crazy combo moves that require a lot of athleticism, and that just really appeals to the athlete in me. So yeah, I'm all about that. So it's
It's
resistance training. We have heavy leg days and heavy upper body days, but there's a lot of HIIT in it, and sometimes she'll throw Tabata at us, like in a challenge working on Fridays. And so it's a cool mix. Sometimes there's a little bit of like a CrossFit element to it. There's a lot of those crazy imams and, some workouts I'll walk away with like 350 shoulder presses done. It's crazy. So, but it's really fun. I love it. I mean, I hate it. I hate it at the same time, but I love it. So, it hurts.
of course, it has to be. But it seems like you definitely do also a lot of explosive workouts and you definitely enjoy them, right?
Oh
Because it seems
yeah.
like you're constantly something explosive.
Yeah, she appeals to the athlete. It's just it's not the lazy man's workout. You know what I mean? So it's really cool. I love it. And I love her.
And
She's so sweet.
so did you met her already or was
Yeah,
just
I met her last year. So I flew out to Arizona and they had a big queen team retreat thing. And I went out there and I'm like, I know you don't know me. She's like, I know exactly who you are. You're the best abs and quads. Yeah. So she's so sweet. She knew who I was. So
that's
yeah,
awesome.
she's amazing. And she hurts my feelings on leg day and sometimes challenge workouts. But I'm not mad at her because she's made my legs look pretty good. So.
Yeah, but I'm assuming you probably had some great legs before through the track and field already, right?
I mean, they were, I didn't have bad legs, but they were never shredded like they are now. So her
Probably very
workouts have
strong.
done, yeah, they're a heck of a lot stronger now than I was in my teens. Plus, I have like no injuries compared to what I had back then. So it's nice.
And also because, as you mentioned at the beginning, you're a mom of five kids. How do you manage all that? Because, and I'm glad I have you here on my podcast because when I'm as a man, tell all these women with this excuse and everything, you can't train because of kids. They always tell me, well, you don't have five kids or two kids or three kids, whatever. and you don't know how the life is as a mom. And I say always, well, first of all, my mother did it with us kids, always trained. My whole family was always training. Then I know all these mothers like you who train constantly. And you're probably even the best example because you have five kids, and most women don't have five kids. They have usually one or two kids. So you're the best example. So maybe you can tell, especially the ladies out there, a little bit about that.
Well, first off, I wouldn't give any mom any crap. It's hard being a mom.
No, not crap, but
It's
you still go through that, you still do your workouts, and in my opinion, if woman says she has never time for workout, and when you see they watch Netflix and all that and everything, so that's what I mean.
Well, my kids are 14, 11, 8, 6, and 4. So I'm beyond the baby stage, which is kind of nice. But the only way I get it done, honestly, is I get up before they're awake. So I'm getting up out of bed around 4 in the morning. It sucks. I'm tired, but it's the only way it gets done. I mean, it gets easier through time. My body's used to waking up. So it sucks on like a Saturday when I don't have to get up at 4 and I'm awake at 4 when I could be
Oh, that's
sleeping
funny.
in. But you got to find a time where you're able to do it. And for me, it's before they're up, because once they're up, they're all up in your face. It's hard. They don't respect the workout. You know what
You have to smash
I mean?
that.
I remember this one time I was working on my pull-ups, and so I was doing my workouts in the morning, and then I would do like a pull-up workout later in the day. And my little 4-year-old, she's like, "Mom, you look like you're gonna die. You're dying. You suck." And I'm like, "Get out of here." So she's not a good cheerleader. I don't want my kids around me when I'm in the middle of dying. So you got to find a time that will work for you. You got to find a program that you can stick with too. Like for me, Alexi is the thing. For some people, I don't know. They got to just find something that they enjoy and make it a priority. If it's a priority, it'll happen.
Yeah, I think priority is very important because, as I said, a lot of them when they're watching Netflix, TV so much, and then in the evening sitting down and relax all the time, that hour, 2 hours where you relax, you can decide you want to relax, okay, but you still have the opportunity to train. So what would you choose? And in your case, of course, it's working out, but in a lot of cases it's just relaxing, and then it's a problem.
Now,
Then again,
after
a
my
lot of
workout,
women
I'm
aren't healthy.
relaxing. I don't do a whole lot of running around after my workouts. I'm dead. Like, my body's destroyed. I mean, if you look at those workouts, each one of those little circuits, I do those 3 times each. So I usually sit down for the rest of the day. So I don't get a whole lot of that extra calorie burn throughout the day. I'm tired. My old ways are tired.
I can imagine. But how do you manage in general everything with, I mean, it's, I can imagine it's very stressful with five kids, then prepping the food and everything, and then you're training, and then you work in general, so everything. So how do you manage that?
Stress management, it's usually punching holes in the wall, throwing stuff over, a lot of chocolate in a dark room. No, it's I don't know. We have a pretty we're a household that has really the line is drawn in the sand what we expect. And so the kids know. Like, say, after dinner, everyone has a job to do. So the whole house gets cleaned up together. Everyone has to contribute. So we have expectations for the kids. We're no nonsense. So the kids have to contribute. If it was all on my shoulders, it would be a nightmare. So, I mean, I make the meals. We just stick to our schedule, and that's what works for us. Other households are loosey-goosey. I can't be that way. I have to have, 7 o'clock run rolls around, the kids know they're going into their rooms. I don't care if they're going to bed, they're going to their rooms because I'm off the clock then. So just
So you
running a
sleep
strict,
early?
say that again.
You sleep pretty early, like
Oh yeah,
9 p.m. I think.
I'm a lightweight. I can't keep my eyes open past like 8:30 sometimes. My husband's like, "You're asleep, get up, you're going to bed." I'm like, "Okay." So, I mean, I'll lay down around 9 in bed. I'll read for a little bit and then I'm out, because then I have to wake up a few hours later and work out, even when I don't want to work out. So, most of the time, I don't want to get up. So, but you get up anyway. That's when discipline and consistency win the day over motivation. So.
Yeah, so would you say you need to be, especially if you have several kids, very strict to them? I mean, I can only speak from experience how my parents were to us, but I know these days a lot of parents are very soft, too soft. So what is your approach on that?
Oh no, we teach our kids that the world owes them nothing. You know, we are not going to count out every little M&M to make sure every kid gets the same exact amount. We told them it's never going to be fair. We're just trying to raise kids that aren't entitled, you know. So they have to do work, they have chores. We try to feed them healthy. A lot of times
That's
they're the
good.
only kids bringing fresh fruits and vegetables to school for their lunches. And
Imagine with all these fat kids in America.
yeah, there's a lot of fat kids in America, but not my kids. So we run a tight ship. We have expectations from them, and if they don't meet those expectations, there are consequences. I mean, we're fun parents too. It's not like some strict boarding school where we're, you know, beating them and
Sometimes
you know.
the weapons need to
Yeah, I would. No, we don't beat our
be.
kids. Sometimes I want to beat my kid, but I've never beaten them. So they'll get sent to their room or they'll get stuff taken away. But yeah, there's expectations and they know what those expectations are, and we just keep them in line. That's the only way to do it. So
Yeah.
we're the boss. They're not the boss. They're not running the house. So there's too
Yeah,
many of them.
exactly.
If they did the math, they'd realize that they outnumber my husband and me. So
Yeah.
we have to maintain order. Otherwise, it's going to be there's going to be a coup, and we're getting overthrown. So I have to maintain it. Otherwise, it's Lord of the Flies, and I can't have that happen in my house.
And how important is that for you that your kids also train or do some type of sports activities?
Oh, it's important. You know, we have a lot of workout equipment in the house, and so they've been playing on that stuff a lot, especially lately. So we let them do that. We want them running around outside. It doesn't have to be anything organized. Just get outside, run around. I don't care. Plus, you know, if they're inside too long, they go nuts. They get crazy, and then it gets chaotic. It's five kids. That's a loud house, and our
Yeah,
house is very open, so it
I bet.
echoes. So yeah, we want them moving their little bodies. Bodies were made to be moving,
That's
you
true.
know.
Yeah.
So yeah, they'll go outside and run around and play on their scooters and bikes and stuff like that, run around the neighborhood. And if it's a cold, wintry day, I'll let them play with the workout stuff. You know, they like playing on the stability ball and the BOSU ball and the TRX and stuff like that. And so yeah, we definitely want them moving around because that helps their little brains to learn and retain the stuff that they're learning in school. So that's, you know, it's not just for their physical health, it's for their mental health too.
Yeah, that's very important. And but no specific sport activity up to them if they want to do something.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna put them in sports this year, but with COVID, you
Yeah, of
know,
course,
I
different.
don't know what's going on out there. My daughter was going to run cross country and realized that they were actually doing cross country this year. We thought everything was shut down, and then we found out a little too late that it was still happening. And we're just like, you know what? We're just going to skip this year, and we'll start back up when things are better. So,
I
but
think
yeah.
next year it will definitely be better for a lot of people in general when all the shit is over. But are your gyms in general where you live in your area open or still closed?
I'm sorry, say that up. You're sort of
I
breaking
said
up.
the gyms in your area, are they still closed or are they opening right now?
I'm not sure because I don't work out in the gym. We just do everything at home. I know that the gym in our community, like in our neighborhood, I think they were only allowing like maybe three people in there at a time. I think it's a small gym. I don't know. I've never been inside. That's the only thing I've heard. And so I don't think it's opened fully up yet, at least where I'm at. But I don't know, like in Colorado Springs, if it's opened or what. I don't know. I just work out at home. I don't pay attention to the rest of
Probably
it.
it's the best for you because these days in America it's hard. I mean, in Germany, all the gyms are open, everything is good. So finally, it's very important that since May, so we probably were the first. But in our country, it's also different than America. It's a lot of chaos. So I'm happy. Scientists are
Yeah,
people.
well, yeah, I mean, the schools here are different. Like, my kids are in person school, but then back in Virginia, where I'm from, they're doing e-learning until like October or November. So, I mean, it's different from state to state. Although one of my kids has to do e-learning now because someone just is showing symptoms of COVID, but they haven't been tested yet. So they're quarantining their whole class for the next 14 days, which really sucks because I have to do e-learning with my first grader again. But yeah, no, each state is different. So I feel fortunate to be in Colorado because it seems to be a little looser than, say, Virginia is right now.
Well, yeah, I hope everything will be good and then you can send them all to school and have a little bit free time for you.
I know, seriously, I still have one at home. There's one left, but I guess the upside to my first grader staying home is now she's got a playmate during the day. So they've been running around all day today.
Do you work out with your kids sometimes? Do you take them to your workouts or is it just watching and they just come occasionally when they want?
Well, I'm up before they're up, so I'm not going to wake them up to join me because, number one, I'm a lone wolf. I like to do it by myself. Secondly, it's my mom's time, mommy's special time where there's no kids in my way. I love being a mom, but I also need a little space, otherwise I'm gonna go nuts. But they sometimes they'll wake up towards the end of the workout, and if they walk through when I'm filming, then they'll usually get a takedown, so on camera that I'll post later in my stories. So they know what I'm doing, but they're not there watching the whole time. You know, they'll catch a glimpse here and there, but later on, like during the day, if they want me to show them something, I'll show them something. But I mean, I'm not going to have them doing Alexia Clark workouts. They're going to die if they do an Alexia Clark
Yeah,
workout
probably
at this
it's very
age.
hard for
But
them.
I'm not going to kill them yet. So they can do them when they're a little older.
And yeah, can you tell the people a little bit, maybe, I don't know if you're allowed to, how the workouts are divided, or especially for you, how it is, what type of workouts do you like the most in general?
Well, I can just tell you how Alexia's program is. It's 5 days a week. Every week is structured differently. We don't know what the schedule for the week is until her email comes out on Sundays.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
So it's all different every single week. Usually it's two full body days, one lower body, like heavy lower body day, one heavy upper body day, and then a crazy challenge workout on Fridays. Fridays is always a challenge workout, and it's always some kind of full body ridiculous endurance challenge. Like the one after Thanksgiving last year, it was 3,200 reps by the end. It took me like 2.5 hours to do. It was
Wow.
insane. The only reason I did the whole thing was just to see if I could, but oh my gosh, it was such a
You have a
mental
strong
challenge.
mentality.
Yeah, well, I'm like, I'm going to prove her that I can do this. She's not going to kill me. So every week's different though. The only thing that's consistent is Friday's the we just know some crazy workout's going to be thrown at us. But this week, the schedule, we have full body today. Our upper body is tomorrow, and then Wednesday is lower body, and then Thursday is another full body before the challenge. But then other weeks, she'll do a split week where we'll have two lower body days and two upper body days, and then the challenge. And then some weeks, she just goes straight full body. And then on the regular weeks where it's the two full body and the lower and the upper body, the days could be different, you know, like last week we did lower body on a Monday. This week we're doing it on a Wednesday. So it's all mixed up. We don't know what it is until Sunday, and then we don't even know what the workout looks like until she posts it the day before. So
That's very interesting.
it's a
Hard
surprise.
surprise
You
on
never
that.
know. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, some people, leg day used to give me anxiety. I mean, it still kind of gives me anxiety because it's hard. I kind of like knowing what we're getting into the day before so I can prep if I have to like load up the barbell the night before to save a little time. So, but it's fun. I like it's exciting, you know, it's real time. Like when all the gyms got shut down, she shifted the workouts so that everyone could do them, even those who didn't have access to a gym anymore. So, and those who had limited workout equipment at home. So she's paying attention, and then she alters things to the climate of the world so that everyone can do it. So
That's
it's cool
interesting.
stuff. It's a lot of resistance training, you know, a lot of resistance bands, a lot of heavyweights, a lot of sneaky cardio. It's fun. It's hard. It'll hurt your feelings sometimes. It's hurt my feelings many times.
Well, if you want to do sneaky cardio, you definitely have to try some martial arts or some pad work. Then you
Yeah.
definitely feel it.
I don't know. I did some jujitsu or something like that with some
Yeah, that's
guy.
grappling.
Yeah, and so his wife did it, and so I would fight her. I don't know what
You
she
can
told.
try it. Yeah.
She told me I had to stop hitting her so hard, so I guess I'm pretty tough. I don't know. It's not my thing to fight, but I will fight you if I have to. Kidding.
That's all dangerous. Yeah, you probably that school was probably not the best if she said, "Don't hit me so hard." And also, I believe you that you're strong, but martial arts definitely should make you tougher. But I can see that you're already tough.
Yeah, I'm not a little lamb.
That's good. Yes, anything else you want to say? Maybe some advice or tips you want to give the moms out there, especially when they have more than one kid.
You got to work around your kids. Some moms are really good at involving their kids in their workouts. I've seen a lot of great examples of that on Instagram. It's
Like bench
not
press
really
with the
bench pressing the kid, or just, they'll play around on the other equipment while mom's doing, deadlifts or whatever. You just gotta find a time and be consistent with it. Make yourself a priority. Your kids are important, but you have to take care of yourself too to be a better mom. Otherwise, you're gonna get lost, lost in motherhood, and it's hard. Motherhood is not an easy thing. Find a time that works around your kids' schedule. I know with us going between e-learning and at school learning, it's hard to be consistent with anything unless you're doing it before the day begins. And I mean, that's what I find for me. You got to find what works for you. Find a program or something that you can stick with that's enjoyable. I mean, I found what works for me, and I am in it for life. So, just don't forget yourself. Don't lose yourself in your kids. You got to take care of yourself.
I think it's perfect to wrap up that podcast. Some very great advice at the end. So yeah, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that. And yeah, thank you for everybody watching and see you next time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Anytime. Bye.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was Megan, and we talked about her life with five kids, her training, dealing with stress, and many, many more topics. I hope you enjoyed that. Bye, everybody.